Rogério?
I wanted to bring up another aspect of the Flex trial before we move on, and that's the issue of ethnicity. Because I was personally intrigued by that finding in the sense that Asian patients had an overall better prognosis and yet an inferior outcome when treated with cetuximab. And then if you exclude those patients and you just look at the Caucasian population, then the difference between cetuximab and no cetuximab became more pronounced and I think more clinically meaningful. So I wanted to get an idea from the participants, you know, how they see this issue and if there's an explanation for this.
What do you think is going on there, Mark? Do you think it's the post-treatment in terms of TKIs or whatever that's influencing?
Well, when you look at the characteristics of the Asian patients, these were patients who had EGFR mutations and 61% of them got a TKI, which is a great drug. Their median survival was 19.5 months. So these are not your run-of-the-mill average North American lung cancer patients.
Yeah, I just think it speaks to the bigger issue that any of these trials we now need to think we do, one needs to think about where they're going to be done and whether that will be a good thing or a bad thing for the drug under study. And it's almost certainly not a neutral if you're going to do a trial in the Asia. It will either impact things favorably or unfavorably for the drug or combination under study because of second and third line treatment or first line.
Can we still legitimately do global lung cancer trials when lung cancer globally is not the same?
There was a paper at ASCO on sorafenib in Asian people. Fortunately, showed in HCC showed that it worked well. But you know, talking to Alan Vanook about it in San Francisco, you know, that's a half his clinical population. I assume, David, we would look at these people the same, whether they're in the U.S. or in Asia. Is that your take?
For the most part, yes. Yeah.
I think the Asians, too, had a lot of the other good prognostic adenocarcinomas. They were females, non-smokers, so they had a lot of good prognostic qualities altogether, and I think that's one of the reasons they did better.